a sunlit world of what he believes to be reality. But there is, unseen by most, an underworld, a place that is just as real, but not as brightly lit. A dark side.
Please, read from sheets.
I am.
Sofa King.
Sofa King.
We Todd Ed. Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King. We Todd Ed.
No, not so fast. King. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King. We Todd Ed. Ed.
You say funny thing.
Welcome to a Halloween edition.
Yes.
Of the bonus episode.
Yes, it is.
Wait. This has to be a bonus episode because it's Wednesday. Wait, is it Wednesday?
It's Tuesday.
Oh, fuck.
Do I usually have my guitar on Tuesday?
Usually on Tuesday.
But not on Wednesday.
Right.
But it's Wednesday today. Why do you have your guitar?
I think we're supposed to dress up. Were we not supposed to dress up?
Wait, where's Brent?
Brent couldn't make it. He sent Trent.
Yeah.
You're high, aren't you?
No, my eyes were sensitive, so I'm wearing glasses.
The lies. Like we're being lied to.
No. Yeah. Nah, man.
So we're releasing this on Halloween? Yeah, we might as well, huh?
I don't know. Isn't it streaming live right now?
It's live.
Day before Halloween?
Yeah. It's Devil's Night.
Ooh.
Good luck, Detroit. Devil's Night. They burn shit down.
Do they really? That's like every night in Detroit.
I don't know if they still do as much as they used to, but when I was a kid, it was like you would wake up on Halloween morning and look at the news to see how many properties got burned down in Detroit on Devil's Night.
Mm-hmm. 12. Mm-hmm. 13. Wait, 12.
Yeah.
12. I don't know. How
Ambient
many?
Ambient noise is creepy. It keeps making me think the Undertaker is about to make an entrance.
The old one? He's like old. He just comes in the door. He can't speak anymore. He has a tube in his throat.
I was debating canceling Hulu because I have Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting ready to, but then I realized that all the wrestling comes on Hulu.
We upgraded our Hulu and canceled everything else. Like,
did you?
Because we got the live Hulu. So now it's live TV and everything. Oh, so you can watch all the shows. But it has fucking commercials, though.
Yeah.
Because
I
pay
some bullshit.
Yep. I pay the $9 a month for the commercial-free regular Hulu.
Man.
And it's got the...
What?
But it's got all of the WWE properties, and I've been watching them. So I just recently saw The Undertaker with that very bell.
Old as shit.
Yep, he is old as shit, and he's with Kane, who's old as shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kane's got a cane now.
Kane's got a cane. The Undertaker is followed around by an Undertaker.
Yeah. So we have to give some thanks. I want to thank for both the whiskey and a gift.
Yeah, what's all this stuff?
That's to you.
Carrie Sabrowski went to Paisley Park in June and apologized for being a procrastinator and bought me this dope keychain, and it came with a Paisley Park pouch. And she also, where's the whiskey bottle?
Oh, right here. Carrie Sabrowski, the big Sabrowski.
Gave us some Minnesota-made whiskey, which we're going to sample right now. So this is Minnesota 14, aged 14 years in fine oak barrels.
It's not rye. That's got a different flavor.
It does. That's good. It's very oaky. It's very woody. It's not hot at all.
I take offense to that, man.
Yeah. Fucking oaky ass whiskey. Come on, man. Take a drink of me. Come on, take a drink.
My family's from there, man.
So thank you, Carrie. That is much.
Where, Minnesota?
Much appreciated. Yeah.
Don't you know?
I call it.
Hey, man, don't you know, man? Talking about
Minnesota. Is it snowing in Minnesota right now?
Probably.
It's October. It you probably think so?
Is. Oh, absolutely. I don't know if it's like.
It's the weather.
Like, I remember on Halloween, usually at about Halloween in Battle Creek, That's the first time the snow would stick for this season.
In October? Like Halloween night.
Usually right around Halloween week, because it would snow up until then, but that was the week it was cold enough that it wouldn't just melt off by morning.
It's like Minneapolis is just partly cloudy. It's 47 degrees right now.
It's not too bad, because it's already
clear
nighttime over there.
Yeah.
How excited were you about Ritzy Burger?
I was pretty stoked.
Did you see what happened?
What happened?
Someone in Battle Creek techo-bombed the Ritzy Burger.
No, they didn't techo-bomb yet. They just went and took pictures, but they said they have to go back and techo-bomb.
There was a picture of a bottle on the table.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
They went back.
You got the went back picture. You must have got the went back picture.
Ritzy Burger.
The one he worked at, though.
Yeah.
They need to take a cardboard cutout of Dave and take it and set it in there.
Now that you're famous.
Like behind the counter. Yeah. Behind the counter, and he's in the Ritzy.
I'll get a Ritzy Burger uniform. Pointing right at him.
If Trouts was still there, I'd be in there for sure. Yeah.
Trouts isn't there?
No, man. And then there's like big controversy. Someone stole the sign. And it was like a historical Bakersfield landmark, you know?
Not really. It's Oildale shit.
Take that back, man.
Garbage.
So I posted, I was very, very pleased. The sculpt represented. I posted just less than 24 hours ago. I said, we're going to be doing a Halloween bonus episode. So to post some questions, and people were instantly posting questions, and we got some really dope questions for this bonus Halloween episode. Are you gentlemen's ready?
Let's do it. I feel like I'm on a game show.
Yeah.
I'm ready, Alex.
Okay. Frederico Corazales asks, what is the shittiest scary movie you guys have ever seen?
I've not watched a lot of scary movies, so I don't know what qualifies. I saw part of Ghoulies. I know. I've seen a little bit of Leprechaun or something, but I haven't seen a full
scary movie. For Brent is Goonies.
Yeah.
Maybe Monster Squad.
Monster Squad.
As far as a movie, it's a great movie. Back. But if we call it a scary movie, it's a pretty shitty scary movie.
Here's the thing. The shittier the scary movie,
some of them are kind of the better. Good,
like you mentioned, fucking.
I say
Ghoulies.
We keep these sounds though. I like these sounds.
It's pretty nice.
I really like it. Sorry,
because there's I've seen some dog shit scary movies, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
Like, even the worst of the Friday the 13th, where Jason is doing ridiculous shit with horrible actors, they're fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. See, but Jason stole the show though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, because you're actually happy he killed them because their acting is so bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the nudity. There's always
nudity.
I think with scary movies,
it's like the uncanny valley with robots trying to look like people. If they don't really look like, or with video games, like if it's a cell shaded video game or like a Zelda game and they're not really trying to look real, they're like stylized and artistic. No one has a problem with
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you try to make it look like photorealistic,
we need a fire.
We do. If you try to make it photorealistic and it doesn't quite hit, it's just off-putting and weird and no one likes to look at it. So it's either got to be perfect or it's got to be nowhere near human. And that middle part is what they call the uncanny valley. And I think it's the same thing with scary movies. You can make a legit, dope, top of the end, truly scary movie and it's fucking great. And you can make a dog shit, horrible cheese ball scary movie and it's great. And if you make one in the middle, that's like trying to be good, but it's kind of shitty. Like, I don't want to watch that.
Leprechaun in the Hood.
Really hard.
Fantastic.
Like, there's
fantastic.
A, yeah.
Fucking fantastic. Anything in the Leprechaun oeuvre.
Anything is in the Hood.
Yeah.
Tales from the Hood.
Exactly.
Boys.
Fucking
awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So,
that's why Tales from the Crypt was always dope, because even if the little 15-minute story segment was dog shit, the Crypt Keeper was fucking cheesy enough to always make it dope. Yeah.
I have to say, I just, when Halloween rolls around, I start watching horror movies more. And I watched today, I watched Truth or Dare. Pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
I don't know what that is.
And then I watched 14 Cameras, which is the sequel to 13 Cameras.
Okay. They expanded.
Very bad.
They added the crotch can.
It's very, very bad.
Where did it start, the series?
I don't know.
I hope it started with a camera.
I don't know.
Like
a
scary movie called A Camera.
Yeah, the 14 Cameras one was pretty bad.
Yeah. Like
Someone said Journey to the Center of the Earth because Brendan Fraser's acting was terrifying.
That could be. It's not a scary movie, though.
I'm with him.
Yeah. Not a scary movie. But yeah, I'm gonna go with that 14 Cameras. I can tell you one that I thought was going to be shitty and that actually turned out pretty cool was VHS. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't seen it.
That one was kind of freaky. Like,
maybe I did. Was it back in the day?
It's been a while, yeah.
I think I remember seeing that. So another from our good friend, Joe Falcon. Mm. He asks, how do you guys feel about some states giving fines to teenagers who get caught trick-or-treating?
What?
I didn't know that happened.
I didn't know that did either.
I think you can, you know, trick-or-treating as you're older. I just have a rule. Just dress up. If you want to go door-to-door, just dress up.
Yeah.
Don't fucking stand there with a fucking pillowcase and not
up,
be dressed up.
Dress up and sell it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Give me a fucking
not just
trick
like,
or treat.
Not just like a fucking, you have some face paint on and your regular clothes.
No, just some ghetto fucking 17-year-old smacking gum, knocking on the door an hour after all the kids went to bed, holding out a bed sheet. It's like, you can go fuck yourself. Yeah. Like if a 17-year-old in a dope costume gave me a fucking solid trick or treat, I'd be like, dope, here.
Yeah. Yeah, walk up and just hold the bag out.
Yeah.
So, fine them. Fine them. Fuck those kids.
But here's the thing, though. If you fine them and then you stop them from trick-or-treating...
How are they paying, though?
All you're doing is creating a much larger problem of child muggings from older teens on Halloween.
That's true.
Because they're going to be like, well, I can't fucking trick-or-treat. I'm going to fucking knock over some
kids.
I mean,
the whole trick-or-treat thing's fucking weird. Like, don't take candy from strangers except for tonight.
Except tonight.
Take it from all of them.
Right.
And risk your life.
Yeah, but it used to be, you know, you used to know people in your neighborhood, you know, where you went trick-or-treating.
That fucking super safe impenetrable Tootsie Roll that probably wasn't on someone's balls and rewrapped.
Right.
Like, or anything. Like,
yeah, no, it is
nobody's
weird.
Doing that, though. It nobody's, nobody's, yeah. There's no razor blades in candy. Yeah.
Man.
don't go trick-or-treating at Bren's house. But he put his balls in the Tootsie Roll. Yeah.
Well, that actually leads to Michael Ruiz asked, how often do kids really bite into candy stuffed with needles? And I actually looked it up on Snopes, and it's like incredibly rare.
Yeah.
There's a handful of like two or three
cases. And that's because the needles are from the factory.
Right. There's a handful of two or three cases where people got busted for putting things in candy. And in the 60s, there was a weird little run of people who
candy
would poison candy. Yeah.
And that's where it kind of came from, probably. Like back in the day, people kind of, there were some things that happened and they're like, oh, don't eat the candy.
Right.
Inspect the candy.
Right.
But really, I'd be more worried about buying it from fucking Jim Bob at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
You know, same shit.
I like these sounds.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's Halloween.
It kind of makes me feel like I need to pee, though.
A little bit.
I feel that's outdoorsy. Weird.
Maybe it's your costume.
I might do it.
You're hiding.
It's making me quiet. It is. It's affected me.
I do want to say there were a lot of questions in the question group, and I'm not pointing fingers or talking shit on this one, but a lot of people ask questions about like the pagan roots of Halloween, mm-hmm. like when did Halloween start? Why is it a tradition? The stories of Samhain, all that stuff. And just as a response, we did a Halloween episode a long time ago. And we talk about all that shit. So if you want like the history and the backstory,
this is a bonus episode.
This is a bonus episode. We don't
it's
do this shit. And but we already did that.
We could blow
so
their mind and double post tomorrow.
We did Salem witch trials. There's a bunch of
Can we repost
the Krampus? Didn't we do the Krampus? Yeah, we did Krampus.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Not as
I think it was Krampus. We talk about Krampus in the Christmas episode.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay, another question. We might as well do this one right now because I'm kind of curious myself, but we will need a super fight.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to have to be a bracket because it's three people. So I think we're going to have to do
one fight and then the winner fights the other person.
Do you think anyone hands out edibles on Halloween now since the whole like legal weed thing?
Probably.
Some
to kids.
That's
a problem.
Yeah. So Dante Bridges asks, who wins, Jason, Freddy, or Myers with cards, of course?
Wait.
Well, let's
isn't
say
Jason Myers?
No.
Isn't that the same person?
No. Michael Myers.
Michael Myers, Jason Voorhees, Freddy.
Halloween, the movie. Friday the 13th.
So okay, first thing we need to establish are we assuming that they have their supernatural powers already?
Mm-hmm.
And then they get in
them.
And then they get into the super fight with an additional property.
Yeah, they're who they are.
Okay.
They're who they are. Michael Myers sucks.
I'm going to say Freddy Krueger because that's fucking scary.
We need
like,
a super
do the bad guys sleep? I don't know
about super fight.
So who do you think? So you're saying Freddy Krueger.
I say Freddy.
I'm going Jason.
I'm going Jason.
You're going Jason too. Okay.
I mean, out of those three.
So we'll see if we're surprised or not. This is
my favorite might be like in the John Carpenter Halloween, the actual ones he did. Like Mike Myers in those movies is truly terrifying. Just like normal dude, fucking psychological, like really scary shit. But he can't beat Jason.
How many of those are there? I haven't seen none of them.
There's a bunch of them, but there's only four that are considered canon.
Like
they made the first one and the second one. Or no, the first one and the second one were done by John Carpenter and they were dope. The third one
was... Nightmare on Elm Street?
No, Halloween.
Oh, Halloween. Okay.
The third one was in 3D and it was horrible. And then there was a whole spate of really bad ones.
Even the very first one, I never got into Halloween.
Have you rewatched it lately?
I've watched it like a few years ago. No, and
because I watched it a few years
ago. I'll watch it again.
I was like, this is pretty fucking good.
I'll watch
it's really
again,
slow. It's really low key. It's not a typical slasher flick. Like it's good. It's got good acting.
All right. But then they did two other ones. So we have our attributes. So we're going to do Jason and Freddy first.
Here's Jason. It's like a band. It's like a tribute band.
Jason's first.
It's all in the pause there, the hesitation of syllable.
Jason's our first, and Jason is walking 12 kids on leashes during the fight.
I got creepy. Uh-huh. Like that made it extra. How'd that work? That's creepy.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And who's he going against?
Freddy. What do
Freddy's parents are brother and sister.
Well, that's we knew that. That's just a fact. I mean,
that was in the movies, I think. They said that. Yeah, Freddy's got to get past the kids. What's going to happen is he's going to be worried about haunting their dreams while Jason kills him.
That's true. That's a lot. That's like fucking 12 dreams through before you even get to Jason. Yeah. And I'm not sure that Jason needs to sleep. He's a supernatural revenant bent on revenge.
He doesn't sleep.
I don't know that he does sleep. You never see it. Like, he's most active at night. Like, he's just...
He's got kid chaff. Like, he just drops a kid. Yeah. Like, every time Freddy tries to get him, he just lets one kid off the leash.
Right.
Yeah. And Freddy takes off.
Yeah. And I mean, Freddy's going to be, like, making some puns and doing some shit and he's gonna look up and Jason's gonna be standing in the door with a fucking hatchet and it's over.
So
now we've
got attributes.
New attributes.
New
so
attributes.
Now we're just dealing with Jason versus
Michael Myers. And
I guess it's we need to say Michael Myers because Mike Myers is
he's an actor. That's Goldfinger. Yeah.
Gold member.
I mean, if we're throwing Dr. Evil in the mix, he wins.
So
he
who's first again?
Well, the person who's coming in against
Michael Myers. Okay, this is gonna be a short fight. Michael Myers is paralyzed from the eyes down.
He can feel his eyebrows.
And Jason Voorhees ejaculates bees.
Yeah.
Just a seat coming. That's all I can do is saw that one coming.
So Jason is our winner.
Jason wins handily.
Dante Bridges. Yeah.
But Jason will do something very funky with the bee ejaculation to the paralyzed Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Like, that'll be... I want to see that movie.
He jerks off with honey.
I mean... Does he have to wait for Michael Myers to like start having sex with Jamie Lee Curtis? Or
probably.
Something?
Like, that's the only down. Yeah,
that's the creepy. Yeah. Oh man, that's really creepy.
Okay, next question.
So that's our first super fight.
Sinead Watt asks, "Did Brad get his secret Satan present?"
I mean, it didn't come here. If he did, nope.
No.
But
I did not. I haven't received anything.
Steve Foster did. It was sick. It was a Mad Max painting. I don't know if I'm allowed to say who the Satan is, though.
I don't think you are.
Okay, I won't. But it was amazing.
What's the Satan thing?
Secret Satan?
Secret. I thought it was a secret Halloween Secret Santa.
Well, that's
just,
Secret
just
Satan.
Calling it Secret Satan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You say Satan for both, so it doesn't matter. Yeah,
right.
You just read it that way.
Nick Rotter asks a pressing Halloween question, one that I think we've all been asking since our very first trick-or-treat as children. Are ghosts real? And if they are, how many ghost dicks can you fit in your mouth?
An infinite amount, I would think.
I don't know if it depends on the...
Think how hard Patrick Swayze had to try to move the penny. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah, but once he learned, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
Once he learned.
Then he could, like, move a soda can and shit, though.
There's different types of ghosts, though.
Old
dudes can't get boners. I'm going to think ghosts have a lot of trouble getting it up.
Like, if you're going to look at like Casper and like his homeboys,
What if it's just like a bunch of
like, what if it's Slimer? What if it's a Ghostbusters ghost? Yeah. Those motherfuckers could stick a cock
in physical.
Mouth.
Yeah. And what if it's just a bunch of ghosts named Dick?
Like, I think it might ghost. Be, it might reflect a regular real world Dick, you know, because there's, you could probably fit 10 some guys' dicks, and then a Slimer guy comes walking in, and you're like, fuck, he's got Slimer dick.
That's true.
Yeah. Have you seen the uncut version of Ghostbusters?
I don't think
are
so.
They're all circumcised?
Yeah. When he slimed me,
they're all not circumcised?
When you get slimed in the hallway, it's a whole different scene.
Yeah.
Man, the uncut version of Ghostbusters.
Uncut. They are uncircumcised. Yeah. I just got that. Ghostbusters uncut. I like it. Yeah. That deserved a laugh right away. If I could go back.
I laughed. Yeah.
I did. Okay, next question is from Joselius Jimenez.
Josilius.
Yeah. What part of town
did That's Jose Luis. Come on.
Okay. Jose Luis Jimenez. What side of town did you get the best treats, past and present?
Most people come to my neighborhood. Like, I don't know what that is. Like, it's not like a great neighborhood. It's
but
just
it's like a quaint downtown.
What about like when you're
it's
a
an
kid,
old downtown
though,
quaint
kid.
Walking neighborhood.
I mean, I only walked in my own neighborhood. We never like traveled to another neighborhood.
I have to say, my neighborhood, my old house that I moved from, like we had to take bags home and get new bags.
Oh, wow.
Like, and we weren't even like, it didn't even go that far. So yeah, it was crazy.
Ours is hit or miss. Sometimes there's a bunch of porch lights off.
Well, when I was a kid, we lived on St. Mary's Lake in Battle Creek.
That sounds scary as fuck.
And it was pretty fucking scary. And we lived in the conference center, and that was really the only way we could have afforded to live there because the houses around
Hello,
the lake
this were, is Dave.
Were pretty nice.
You?
So it's like, just because where we lived, we were kind of in the neighborhood you would want to trick-or-treat in.
Yeah.
It would take about an hour to walk around the lake, and you would hit all the houses, and you'd come back with a big, fat fucking bag of candy. And everybody else, a lot of people would drive out to the lake at the time, so they could trick-or-treat there as well. So I lived right where it was at, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a long fucking cold walk when it's fucking 1981 and you're wearing a plastic fucking
what candy
Chewbacca.
What candy did you give a fuck about though? I pulled all the Sweet Tarts out and the Snickers and Reese's. That's what I was about.
That's what you were about?
Yeah.
I like the Smarties.
I liked
Reese's
all of it.
Pieces, Reese's cups.
I wanted a variety.
Mr. Good Bars.
But you know there's a bunch of Nestle Crunch in the bag left.
Yeah,
that was always last. That was last though.
Twix are always good.
I would have
Kit Kats.
I would have like different moods. I'd like look at the candy.
I had a Kit Kat and like a fucking
I wasn't like a dive into the
Nuh-uh. Is there a Kit Kat in there? Oh wow.
A little baby one. You can have one.
Well, I mean, it is Halloween. I'm not gonna.
Trent isn't on a diet.
Oh, that's true. There's all kinds of shit.
Oh, by the way,
that's not gonna hurt you.
So I didn't mention something that I feel I need to mention. So I have
broccoli for breakfast. I can't even have Kit Kats and shit.
I've been in pain in like my thumb down to my wrist, like all through here, has just been hurting worse and worse and worse. And I feel like it's a tendon thing.
Mm-hmm. That's a SimCity injury.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was like, I feel like it's a tendon thing. And it started when Vaughn was really young because of the way I would carry him, and I would carry him in that hand, and it just got worse and worse and worse from carrying him around. So then I had to switch hands and so forth. So I finally went to the orthopedic doctor yesterday because it's getting to like, it's hard to like turn a doorknob with that hand because it just like certain motions and moves and so forth. So they x-ray it, they take a look at it. She comes back in and she says, okay, so it hurts like when you move like this and move like that. I was like, yeah. She moves everything, touches everything, and she says, okay.
She touched everything.
And she says, what you have is a specific type of tendonitis. And she said, two tendons run through like a little tunnel right there through your wrist.
Carpal tunnel.
Yep.
And no, it's not carpal tunnel. It's a different thing. She said, the tendons get inflamed and they stay like that forever. And they usually get better on their own. Sometimes they don't. And she said, it's actually called.
Drive through the
tunnel. Goes through the tunnel.
Tunnel. Yeah.
It's called de queer veins.
They were fucking with you.
No.
Yeah.
She brought it up on the fucking computer.
She had her friend make a website.
She Googled de queer veins. Yeah. I've Googled it on my own. It's DE. And then new word, QUERVAINS.
That says GAQUEERVEINS, and nothing came up.
It's spelled differently.
You're just spelled
why do you have it on
day?
A card?
Because she, because I was like, because
I was
like,
a doctor, I would do some
I was
shit
like you
that.
Need to write this down. And I've been Googling it on my own, but I'm, it's both embarrassing and freeing.
Yeah.
Because like I'll be at home and someone will be like, I was supposed to move my office. I was supposed to move my office this week to a new office space. And I was going to move a bunch of boxes today.
Right.
And the woman whose office I'm swapping with came in. She was like, are you going to move boxes? I was like, I can't move boxes. De queer veins.
Yeah.
I'm just using it as like, it's a great excuse for everything. Are you going to do the dishes? Not with de queer veins.
Yeah.
I have de queer veins all up and down my arm. I can't do the dishes.
So anyway. He has de queer veins. He can't do the bitches.
So I have de queer veins, just so you know.
Wow.
Okay. That has nothing to do with
Halloween. That's too much information.
Alex Marino asks, one of you is an extraterrestrial parasitic organism in disguise, a la John Carpenter's The Thing. One by one, how do you determine if Dave is really Dave, if Brent is really Brent, and if Brad is really Brad?
So many dick jokes.
They're just going to be acting like you. They don't necessarily have knowledge that you would have, but they look exactly like you.
Well, that's easy for Dave. We would just write a paper with fucking misspellings. Yeah, hand him a red pen, paper, misspellings, and bad grammar.
He put Skittles on the table in front of me and just watch me line them up.
Yeah,
by color.
I just did the test with the Kit Kat, and Britton wouldn't eat it, so that's not him.
Right,
true.
He's still there.
I would bring. All you need is a fucking ornery baby.
Oh,
see
yeah.
And you can sense out Brad, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or just get like an ornery 7-year-old and see if Brad chokes.
But would the
out.
Alien parasite ornery. Choke out the kid too? Like, that's the hard part.
No, that is the hard part. No, that's tricky. That's tricky. We'd have to come up with something else.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Ask Brad, him, you Brad? Have more than one wolf. What do you have?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got it sorted.
I'd go like this.
Yeah, wolves.
I go,
yeah.
Brad, what's this?
A knife?
Now what do I have?
Knives.
See, you've been had, sir.
No, we're good.
So none of us are alien parasites.
I don't think so. This Nicole Fender asks, "What are our opinions on haunted house attractions like the ones at Six Flags or Universal Studios?"
What was the question? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
What are your opinions on haunted house attractions at amusement parks?
I like them. I've yet to do. Man, I really want
to
do
one in an amusement park. I've been to like Scream in the Dark or whatever.
Yeah, those are kind of garbage.
Yeah, I'm not down.
I went to the Queen Mary. That was fun. I went to Rob Zombie's haunted houses that he had.
Oh, nice.
When they were in West Covina, Magic Mountain's cool. Like, I think they're cool because they do. Magic Mountain has like movie makeup. You know, same as like Universal Studios. Right. Like, so the monsters. Like, if you're a kid, that shit's fucking with you. Like, they look legit.
Right.
They have, like, gargoyles with working wings and shit. You know what I mean? And the guys running around with shovels and chainsaws.
I played a part in a haunted house one time. Like, yeah. It was like my mom went too far. She went to the butcher and got, like, the fucking cow femur bone. And then we, like, cut a hole in the table so my leg went through it and then laid the fucking femur bone there. And they did, like, spaghetti noodles on my guts so it looked like my intestines and shit were hanging out and all kinds of crazy stuff. Kids were fucking scared. It was not okay.
Yeah, kids get scared easy, but when adults can be scared,
that's the next level.
That's next level. And Rob Zombie shit, I got fucking a little freaked out. Yeah. Because
you don't have to do much. You turn those lights out now and I'd be fucking
Rob
worried.
Zombie, like, so we waited in line, and it wasn't that the haunted houses were scary, is that they were fucking legit. So like you walk into one and it was like the House of a Thousand Corpses, and it was you were inside of this thing, but it felt like you were outside. Like they had some siding with porch lights and stuff. Like, and then you walk in and you smell dead rotting meat. Like the smell.
What they do there?
Like, it was not cool. It was not cool. Like the special effects were movie special effects, and it was fucking legit. And then the one, there was no effects, but they had like this crazy music. And you could, it just, you know, and you felt it inside of you. And then when it was your turn to go, like they got a group of 12 people and you walk through this doorway and they start fucking putting black bags over your head and dragging you across. And I'm a big dude and I got a bag put over my head and drug across the floor away from my fiance.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Like, and you don't know who anybody is and there's people holding you and you're like, that's not who I think it is because they're talking. And you're some chicks with you and a dude, and you're like, what the fuck? And you're just in this dark maze with the floor shifting, and you have the sack on your head, and you can't take it off. They won't let you take it off. And
all you can feel is the queer veins.
Yeah. So like, you have to, that's creepy.
That was in the parking structure parked next to me when I got up to the bank and it scared the fuck out of me. It was like sitting full mannequin status in a fucking car.
That's cool.
Yeah. Scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah. So like, I like the haunted houses and stuff. Like, there's some cool thing. Universal, which I haven't gone at Halloween, and I really want to because I know it's good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's dope.
Maybe I'll do that this year.
I've never gone to, like, a big production like that. I've gone to, like, a lot of local ones, and they're all fucking
horseshit.
Yeah,
they're not very good. Yeah.
It's just a bunch of teenagers looking for an excuse
I feel
to
like if I had a,
women.
Yeah, if I had a budget, I could really do something that would fuck people up pretty bad.
Right,
so...
What was this is Simone Muise, M-U-I-S-E, ask, what was the craziest Halloween party you ever went to or hosted?
Like crazy, like cool, or crazy, like bad shit happened?
Crazy cool, I would think. Or not, whatever. I mean, for me, it was a friend of mine named Chris hosts a Halloween party every 7 years And he only hosts Halloween parties when Halloween's fall on Saturday.
Is this in video, Chris?
Yeah. And he calls him the Halloween Hootenanny. And he like fucking...
Chris had the band playing all
that
shit? Yeah.
He pays for like fucking good bands to come. Like good fucking bands that have like...
The Killers
tour
were there.
And fucking like just...
Like my friend wrote 10 songs just for it, themed just for the party. Yeah. And they like formed a band just for that party.
Always does it in dope locations. Like his was actually... The last one was at a... Basically a scrapyard. And it was like the empty garage of the scrapyard, and then the fucking scrapyard, and there's just fucking bands playing and bonfires, and usually late in the evening, and I do not participate to save myself injury and everybody else trauma, but there's usually a naked bonfire jump at the end of the
evening. You do that before you die, Dave.
Evening. No, thanks.
You only live once, man.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
And that sounds pretty
like the naked bonfire jump is one thing when everybody was like 26. But now that everybody's 40, you're gonna jump the bonfire, but your danger fields are gonna,
Dave's gonna drop in the cold. Roasting on an open fire. You got it. Yeah.
So I would say consistently, the first one he did was probably my favorite one. But every 7 years he does a Hootenanny, and they're always
been to
really
cool,
fucking good
parties.
I got
nothing. Yeah.
I don't know. I've been to some cool Halloween parties, but they're just like normal. Halloween parties, costume contest, you know, and have fun, you know.
I went to a Juggalo one where we're all dressed up like Juggalos.
Yeah.
And then one of my friends left the party to go to another party, and there was real Juggalos like there.
Nice.
Yeah, and he was like trying to fake the handshake and shit. Yeah. Just like, oh shit.
There's no handshake.
Nah, that's where he got fucked up.
Jennifer Anderson asks, "Have you ever done
Jennifer Aniston?"
That's right. She listens. She's a listener. Have you ever done the Monster Mash?
Oh hell yeah. The Monster Mash.
I know the song, but I have not done the Monster Mash.
You haven't done the Monster Mash?
Okay, let me ask this, though.
How's it go?
If it's a... If it's
like the potato mash.
If it's a sex move, what is the Monster Mash?
It's violent.
You gotta dress up,
to be sure. I think it just has to do with Brad's mashed potatoes. Only Brad can pull it off. Yeah. He's wearing a Frankenstein mask, and then he has lumpy...
Mashed potato loads.
Yeah, mashed potato loads.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I think we have time for one more. I don't know where this will take us.
Sure.
Let me ask this. Daniel Kaneshiro asks, what's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
What's the scariest?
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen? Something that scarred you for life, left you traumatized, so to speak.
Scariest movie or move?
Movie.
Oh, scariest move?
Damn. Ridge hand to the throat.
Bryn doesn't watch scary movies. It's an unfair question.
But did anything, I mean, maybe something really fucked him up.
I just watched that A Quiet Place, and it made me claustrophobic. I was uncomfortable. That's not like a gory movie, but it's where they can't make noise.
Yeah, I've heard it's really
and it's because
scary.
You're empathetic because it's a family.
Right.
And like, if the kid tries to like drop a Lego on the floor, they have to sit completely fucking still and hope that no one fucking dies in the next 30 seconds.
Right.
It was horrifying in a different way. I just don't like gore. It's not that I wouldn't watch a suspenseful one. I'm just afraid gore's going to happen.
There's a lot. You can watch The Conjuring then.
Yeah.
Like The Conjuring is just like a ghost. There's no gore on that. It's just fucking creepy.
Yeah. If there's no gore, I would probably
Annabelle.
Watch it.
There's no gore in Annabelle. Like some of those ghost movies, there's no gore. Right. They're just fucking kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's really my problem, is just the gore. Yeah. I don't want that.
Maybe we'll find some. Maybe I'll watch some. Yeah, here. You got to watch these.
Selection.
Yeah.
As an adult,
build
the scariest,
up my trust.
Yeah. Scariest movie I saw.
Maybe
as an
I hear,
adult.
Watch this one. You're like, oh, God.
God damn you.
Like Cannibal Holocaust. Yeah. I'll build you up to Cannibal Holocaust. Okay.
Scariest one I watched as an adult was Communion. For all the usual alien abduction, gray alien reasons, scared the fucking shit out of me and traumatized me. But I knew going into it that I shouldn't be watching.
Have you seen Fourth Kind?
It.
Was that scary?
Fourth Kind's not really scary.
I started watching Fourth Kind because I was really interested in what was happening. And I don't know, 30 minutes in or something, as soon as I realized this whole thing is about alien abduction, I just turned it off.
No thanks.
I almost feel
like I'm good.
I have enough nightmares.
I think I watched it later on in life, but I was like 17 or 16 or something and fucking watching HBO. And
That's not the right age. That can't be right. That timeline?
No, not for that.
Okay.
I was going to say I was like 16 or 17 and I was by myself. It was at night, like 11 o'clock at night for whatever reason. And I was in the living room. And fucking Event Horizon came on. And
I've seen that, actually.
It just was creepy. Like, and I think I watched it again later on. I was like, why
the end
fuck
of
did
that
this
is
freak me
as
out?
Fuck.
Why did this freak me out? But when I was, like, when I first saw it, and still, like, whenever somebody says, like, what's the scariest movie you ever watched? And I'll be like, Event Horizon. and fucking because it fucking right. freaked, it,
at
it
the
fucking
age you were at,
right,
out.
Right,
yeah.
right, right.
I was by myself. It just like I remember I was sitting in like a rocking like a sofa chair,
right,
and fucking I was sitting there and I fucking like pulled my feet up, like I felt like something was under the chair,
right,
you know, like
right.
I pulled my feet up into the chair, like yeah.
Dude, as a grown ass man, I used to clean pools. I was a pool guy, and mm-hmm. I went to this fucking one house and this fucking pool. I don't know what it was about this person's house. Nice fucking house. It's in Rosedale. Had a Pebble Tech fucking mm-hmm. pool, right? But it was pitch fucking black.
Yeah,
black you bottom. Couldn't see like a couple feet down, and I'd have to pull the sweep up to like check everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just fucking every single time I cleaned that fucking
pool. You felt like you were going to get pulled
into
the water.
I felt like a fucking killer whale was going to come out of that fucking water and just bite my fucking head off. I was like, the whole grown ass man thing. I was just sitting there like, what right. the fuck? There's not, it's a swimming pool.
Right.
No one helicopter dropped a fucking alligator
right.
in here.
Right.
Like there's nothing in there, but it was horrifying.
Until there is.
Yeah. Until there
that's
is.
The, that's
yeah.
the crazy
I could be
part.
The first one.
I remember as a yeah. kid, the movie that traumatized me, and it isn't really a scary movie by like to me at all right now, was American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
I was 10, saw it at the theater. And when he first transformed into a werewolf, it freaked me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like it was, because it was for 1981, that was some fucking dope special effects. It was fucking crazy. That one.
There's no, what's your favorite horror movie?
Poltergeist was pretty fucking scary.
No, what's your favorite horror movie on the list?
Yeah, I saw Poltergeist when I was little.
The scariest movie. Uh-huh. That was the only one.
Poltergeist
fucked
favorite,
me up as a kid. Poltergeist was fucking scary.
I can tell you my favorite, probably because of the feel and just the content, was probably Rob Zombie's House of Thousand Corpses.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
That fucking movie.
That's fucking rough movie, dude.
Because it's filmed shitty,
mm-hmm.
and it's just fucking creepy, but mm-hmm. it's shit that could really happen.
Right.
It's just fucking weirdo
that's
people.
That's rough.
And, what's the one where they fucking knock on the door and they're like, why are you doing this to us? And like, because you answered. The Strangers. That fucking movie.
Yeah.
Watch The Strangers, Brant.
What's your kids going to be for Halloween?
I don't even know. One of them's Winnie the Pooh, and one of them's a Paw Patrol.
Luke's Winnie the Pooh?
No, Paw huh? Patrol.
What's Paw Patrol? Like a little bear cop?
Dog, stupid yeah.
dog cop.
Show.
I know Erica worked like fucking 50 years on hand making that crazy ass fucking costume.
Kakamura. Yeah.
Kakamura.
It's a Kakamura.
What was your queer veins? I forgot now.
I have the queer veins.
You have the queer veins. The queer veins going to take out
the queer veins and Kakamura.
Is Erica yeah. dressing up?
Mm-hmm.
What's she gonna be?
She's gonna be a Kakamura fan.
You guys are just foul.
What
like
the fuck is Kakamura?
It's a it's the little murderous coconut monsters from.
Dude, she did a good job.
Moana.
It's fucking crazy. I can't believe she made it.
Okay,
it's fucking
okay.
dope. Yeah.
Yeah, she did like a escape room special yeah, effects.
It's fucking.
Party.
It's really good.
Dude, Maddox.
It's really, really
so good. Maddox is gonna be. That's my son. He's gonna be a little glow in the dark skeleton. He like a black suit with a glow in the dark skeleton on it.
Mm-hmm.
We charged that shit up on the lamp, and he put it on. We turn off the lights. It was fucking scary, dude. Like little 4'2" fucking skeleton
nice.
Running around the house in the dark. And then my daughter's gonna be like a deer or something crazy. Yeah. She has antlers and little makeup and shit.
So, and we're out of time because my dequeer veins are acting up. But I do want to thank.
I'll massage them if you want me to massage the dequeer veins.
I do want to thank Bradley Cahill for asking a question that involved the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Lagoon?
Oh, yeah. That's what's happening.
It was a black lagoon.
Yeah.
The Black Lagoon.
Yeah.
So last chance, bitches. If
oh, it is the
camera.
Last chance.
Last
yeah.
chance to order the limited shirt. It is on the website. And
that's not last chance.
Yeah, well, last chance. I'm going to be able to tell them. It's my last chance.
This is like coming
them.
Out before the Friday episode, though.
I know. But this is my last chance to physically tell them.
Right. It's because Trent wasn't on the Friday episode.
Yeah,
so he
I don't know. What,
you
yeah, I don't know what that's about.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be sad people. People are not fucking. I have promoted this shit all over the place, and there's going to be sad people when I don't have that shirt.
Right.
It's limited. Never to be printed again.
That's all right. Do another one. Do another one. We'll do the same one.
It's limited. Yeah.
No.
Until we do it again, no.
No.
It's not going
to
happen.
It's not getting done.
Thanks to our patrons. Thanks to our sponsors, El Yucateco, Print Dirt Cheap, all the rest of them.
Yep.
Jimmy D's Tees.
Oh, I have everything for the cards.
Yeah. All the cards are ready.
Yes, they are to be packed and assembled and on their way. 176. Except for the 21 motherfuckers that canceled Patreon while I was printing the cards.
Mm-hmm.
Mm,
those, I don't know what I'm going to do with them yet. I'll make keychains.
There you go.
Yeah.
Dead.
I'm just going to print void across them and then send
there
them to you,
go.
You anyway.
Yeah.
Dead fuckface peasants.
It just says FFP in big letters across them.
It says dead to us.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. Put dead to us on there.
I'm
going to
spend the $2 to ship it to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Cut in half.
Using the other patron's money.
Yeah.
Sent to him. They should feel really bad. All right. Is
well,
that
have
it?
A, have a safe and happy Halloween.
All right. Don't be retarded.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 6. Here come the voodoo. What you gonna do with my crew? Back from the dead once more again. Fucking up the flow again. Fuck it, here we go again. Oh, not me again. Last time I went shit. Burnt down the church, coming through like the exorcist. Next to this, you getting put on my shit list. Pro-lifers keep this. You can't fuck with this. Wicked, wild, wicked style. I don't give a fuck, I'll get fucked wild. I'm psycho, just like Michael. And I might go a little something like this. Suicidal list, dangerous. Minds bust when I bust, kicking up dust. Now I must, in God you trust. If I add just, then I add just this. No justice, no peace. Bloody body police, belly of the beast. Got me feeling for a cracker. Jack be nimble, make your body tremble. Cardiac arrest from the one in the chest. Then I'll K-I-L-L-T-H-E-F-E-T-U-S. Yes, I'm down with N-A-T-A-S. I suggest you try, but don't cry. Cause the wicked shit'll never die. Chrome to my dome. Now what kind of wicked shit is some old wicked shit? Not so many niggas all on the devil digging shit. Stay up off my dick, my style's sick, but I'm so sick of this. Helter skelter bite, my shit is so ridiculous. I know my shit's fatter than Luther Vandross. Psychic connection, wanna hit me with the Holy Ghost. Overdose, diagnose, niggas in the comatose. What's up, fuck ya, nigga, motherfuck ya. Voodoo, wicked child, born a bastard. Visions of bloody bodies being blasted. Of excuses, voices in my head, mental abuses to lose my mind. On the flash line, refuses to answer. You confess shit to your question. Me and myself versus Smith and Wesson. I'm that nigga with the wicked ass flow. Bitch, you better act like you know, cause the wicked shit'll never die. The never 187, never go to heaven. And fuck that reverend, all day we're never in. Feel like giving up, mind starts blowing up. Some old wicked shit, once again I'm throwing up a fit. I'm never gonna give.